Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down the Sunday showdown with the Eagles.
What are the challenges you learned over the years of getting that through Monday and then on a Monday game and then getting ready Sunday, especially knowing the challenge you had this week with Philly?
We did it. Who we played on Monday? We played Buccaneers on Monday this year? Mm-hmm. Who we played after that? Broncos? Browns? Somebody. We played Browns?
Yeah.
I mean, we just got to lock in. That's all. Quick turnaround. Try to prepare your body for the next game. The best that you could, fast as you could, and just dial in for your next opponent.
Lamar, what do you think it's going to take to go against, to beat an Eagles team that some people think might be the best team in the NFL?
Just worry about being who you are. Stay true to yourself. Going in like any other game, don't just put too much on your mind about the opponent. You got to focus on what's in front of you.
One thing about the quick turnaround, I mean, can you build off what you did on Monday night?
Monday night? Yeah, I can. I believe so. Yeah.
Mark, what do you see from this Eagles defensive front?
Jalen Carter is amazing. Those guys up front are doing an amazing job. Getting after the quarterback, causing disruption in the backfield. Explosive defense, that's what I'm saying. Great corners. All-around defense, safeties, pretty smooth.
Mark, Charlie Kohler going down with a broken arm.
Yeah, man.
How does that impact the offense, and how big has he been this season?
Charlie's been huge for the last few seasons, actually, not just this season. He definitely going to be missed through these last regular season games, but I believe we're going to have guys step up and do what they're supposed to. But he's definitely going to be missed for the time he's out. Definitely.
Lamar, what did it mean to you, the three fourth-down conversions for John to have that faith for you guys to get the yard when you need it? And kind of over the years, just kind of how is that? I guess the relationship evolved with you and John. I think it was the deal in Seattle where he's, like, asking you if you want to go for it.
Yeah.
Now you guys just, it's almost like, just how's that evolved?
Yeah, I believe after 2019, it was just there. Coach had all the faith in not just me, but the offensive side of the ball, just to go for fourth down conversions. He's been doing that for quite some time now. I'm just used to it.
Lamar, did he ask you on this at the 16-yard line? Were you surprised? What was your reaction when you realized you were going?
Yeah, he did ask me because I believe it was a timeout or something. I went to the sideline. He was like, want to go for it? And we was just talking about what play we want to run. He was like, it's only a half yard. I'm like, yeah, we can do it. But I don't know what play we're going to call, but it was successful.
Lamar, what is, with Derrick Henry's production, has that taken, do you feel any pressure off of you and what you have to do as far as, helping out the offense?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't got to run the ball all the time. Not like years in the past. So definitely, man, definitely does.
Lamar, you've seen but you brought up the slow offensive starts after the game on Monday night.
Yeah.
Is there something you talk about doing differently, maybe with Monken, whether it concerns play scripts, whether it's something in warm-ups? What do you think the key is to breaking that trend?
Oh, man, just stay on schedule. Instead of having to get back on track because the first pass was like a 15-yard gain. It was like a first down. Then they called it back for a penalty. They called on Pat. So things like that, not necessarily it's always our fault, but, it'd be calls. The refs got to do their job. They make calls and stuff like that. So we just got to stay on schedule. That's our biggest thing, and that's what I meant by that statement.
Lamar, a lot of the buildup for this game is about the two running backs, Derrick Henry versus Saquon, in that battle. From your perspective, what do you think of kind of a running back battle like that?
I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm trying to win. I don't care about what everybody else is saying. I'm just trying to go in there and focus on winning the game. But it's gonna be a game. There's two great running backs. I knew Saquon from high school. We was in the All-Star game together. He jumped over somebody's head. So I pretty much seen him, before I even got to the league, college, anything. I've been knew about Saquon. But Derrick Henry, King Henry, I'm with him every day, and I'm seeing what he's capable of. So it's gonna be a great matchup. But I'm not worried about it.
Lamar. No, you don't love the stat questions, but 23-1 against the NFC is a remarkable number that gets brought up. Do you have any reason why you think you guys have been so good in those matchups?
Probably because we're not familiar with each other. I say that. I'm just going to give you that because I really got something else on my mind, you know, really, but I'm going to give you that.
But you're not familiar with them either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lamar, your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I don't know, man. I love sweet potato pie. It depends who cook it, though, because some people can't cook. You know, my people can cook, though, so my people cooking it, yeah, I'm going with that.
Lamar, speaking of the Eagles, I don't know if you saw, they had an audible the other day, Ronnie Stanley audible.
No, I ain't see that.
Yeah, that they called. Just curious, like, what goes into thoughts on when you have names for different checks and so forth for you as a quarterback?
Just something that everyone can, like, everyone can sink in at the same time. Like, okay, this is what the play going, or it might be a dummy here, or something like that, where everybody can be on the same page, basically.
Did you ever have something that was after another player or something interesting? Or?
Yeah, nah. Mm-mm. Nothing funny.
Last two games, you've been kind of light on scrambles for you. Has that just kind of how it's worked out, or has it been a more – big picture kind of philosophical shift for you in terms of how you want to attack teams when stuff broke down? I know you had great protection on Monday night.
Yeah, I'm just playing football. That's all. Nothing to think about, you know, just playing football.
Lamar, you can think back to when you found out that you guys had signed Derrick Henry. Do you remember kind of what your thought was about what that could look like?
I don't even remember where I was when it happened. I was excited about the situation, though, but I don't remember what I was thinking.
Do you think how it's gone has kind of been what you expected, maybe even surpassed it?
I knew what it was gonna be. I knew what it was gonna be. That's why I was excited, you know. But yeah, man, it's going great. Like any given week is gonna be something special, you know. Especially with that guy in the backfield, man, it just make my job a lot easier. I can't give him enough credit. I really can't. He's that guy.
Okay. What does it mean to you to see Rashad Bateman growing in his game and the chemistry with you every game, the production, the confidence in the player?
Yeah, I expect that out of him. You know, I look at him as a receiver one. I don't care what nobody else think. You know, I know what I believe in, I know what he believe in. So he know I'm always on him, though. I'm going to always be on him. All my receivers, I'm on all of them. Tight ends, too. That's just what it is here. You know, we're trying to win. They hold me accountable as well, so – it all works together.